top stories on ABC News. 1 year since the inauguration of President Donald Trump, hundreds of thousands of women have once again taken to the streets across the United States in protest. The president's first anniversary has also been marred by a deepening political stalemate over the budget and immigration, which has forced the U.S. government into shutdown. Afghan security forces say they have regained control of a luxury hotel in Kabul after it was stormed by gunmen. The attackers burst into the Intercontinental Hotel, shooting at guests and staff and detonating grenades. The Interior Ministry says at least 5 civilians were killed and 6 injured in the siege, with 150 guests rescued. Former rugby league player Graham Langlands has died in a Sydney nursing home overnight after battling poor health for months. He played 45 games for Australia and 227 for St George and was regarded as one of the all-time greats of the game. And in tennis, Caroline Wozniacki is through to the quarterfinals of the Australian Open after beating Magdalena Rybarikova in straight sets. The world number 2 won 6-3, 6-love in just over an hour to progress through. Wozniacki will play Carla Suarez Navarro next.